Africa is considered the continent that has done the least to contribute to climate change, but that has not made it immune to the problems caused by climate change. Warmer, wetter weather is taking malaria into new regions, including the highlands of Kenya, Tanzania, and Rwanda. Kenyan scientist Shem Wandiga has studied malaria in the Lake Victoria region over the last 30 years. He says that warmer temperatures have brought malarial mosquitoes to the highlands around Mount Kenya, areas that until a few years ago were completely malaria-free. Gerald Mwangi Walterfang of the Kenyan NGO's Alliance Against Malaria says people in Kenya's highland regions are particularly vulnerable to malaria, often dying quickly because they do not have any immunity to the disease.
If you have malaria and you have no access and you don't have any funds to go to private hospitals, then you're looking at death within less than 24 hours.
Malaria is the number one cause of death in Kenya, as it is across Africa. Children are particularly vulnerable. Up to 40,000 infants die of malaria in Kenya each year. Drugs to cure malaria cost around $10, way beyond the budget of the majority of Kenyans who live on less than $2 a day. The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria is financing the distribution of free drugs and bed nets across Kenya. But Professor Wandiga says that such efforts, while laudable, are not enough. Many families are too poor to afford beds and sleep on mats on the floor. It's hard to securely cover such sleeping areas with mosquito nets. Professor Wandiga says the only truly effective way to reduce the number of deaths caused by malaria in Africa is by eliminating poverty.
Economic empowerment, we have seen in our survey, helps people to be less vulnerable to malaria. So poverty accentuates vulnerability to malaria. You want to provide preventive measures and curative measures where if the disease occurs, but if you are able to give the people the means to support themselves and to look after themselves, then they will be less susceptible to malaria or mortality.
The world's top scientists, reporting to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, predict that climate change will also increase the prevalence of other diseases, including Rift Valley fever, meningitis and cholera. Katie Magiro for VOA News, Nairobi.